Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the commodities newsletter for Sunday, November 1st. About an hour ago, I sent out a newsletter specifically on the watch list. And so this is pertains to commodities. This weekend, we have three newsletters. Newsletters are the one on the watch list, one on commodities, and Steve Nelson will be doing a third newsletter, which will be on the general market analysis. So we're really giving you a lot of content this weekend. But it's all being presented very early instead of at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, so you have plenty of time to review it. And anyway, so let's go and get started with the commodities. First off, number one, you can all these every item on these newsletters are have a number so that you can keep focused on where I'm talking about. Item number one is just a table of general commodities and from last week. You can see all red here. So commodities, as well as commodity stocks, were down sharply last week, along with the general market. Commodities and the general market have been pretty much moving together, as we've discussed all year. The only green here you see is the U.S. dollar, which was up 1.2%. It rallied strongly last week. So anyway, commodities have corrected pretty good. So since we're going to talk about the commodities, the first thing we're going to talk about is the U.S. dollar. So that brings us into chart number two, which is a daily chart of the U.S. dollar. I've been showing this chart for a long time. The U.S. dollar put in a nice rally last week. It's been forming this bullish falling wedge for a long time now. And the dollar topped in March, which is exactly the same time the general stock market bottomed. And as the dollar has declined from that time, the general stock market is in this mega, you know, nice bounce. We call it bear market rally from the March lows until now. And so the dollar is key here. If the dollar has put in a significant bottom, then the stock market has potentially put in a potential major top, as well as a lot of commodities. The U.S. dollar here has a clear five-wave downtrend. It has a bullish falling wedge with positive divergence, which is all bullish. You know, it's not, it's broken out of one part of the wedge here. It's not confidently broken out, or you can't say it's totally confirmed bottom yet in, but it's looking more like that's the case. You know, it needs to get above this 50-day moving average and that next downtrend line, that black downtrend line, which roughly matches the 50-day moving average. We'd also like to see it take out the late September, early August highs there, just over 77, around 77.5. To really confidently say the bottom's in. But it's looking more like that's probably the case. We'll just have to see. The commercial traders, you can see the little pop-out boxes. The commercial traders were net short 15,000 future contracts in March of this year. And they were net long. They reversed. They went full circle. They were net long 13,000 in late October. The commercial traders are considered the smart money, basically. So the U.S. dollar is key here going forward, folks. If the U.S. dollar is put in a significant bottom and starts to rally here, then commodities will continue to sell off, and the general stock market will also take a major hit. So let's move on. Chart number three is a daily chart of UUP. That is on the watch list. It's a long-term trade idea. It's the U.S. dollar one-time ETF. And I consider this chart triggered on the watch list. It broke out of the wedge, and it is doing well. Take a look at the volume. Look at those volume bars recently. Mega volume. Really, you know, again, it's not totally confirmed here, but, you know, it really, the volume looks pretty good. And it's broken out of this one wedge, and volume is strong. It has nice positive divergence. And, you know, it needs to take out this 50-day moving average, I think, over above. But it looks pretty good here. Again, this is a long-term watch list trade idea, and if the dollar, this could be a nice swing trade long for your portfolios. And it's a slow mover. It doesn't move fast. It's not extremely volatile like these leveraged ETFs we have now, these 2- and 3-time ETFs. But again, that's a good thing many times because you can stand to hold it, unlike some of the ETFs that move 5 and 10% a day. This one you can stomach the whipsaws, you know, when it moves against you a little bit. So far, so good. Just have a stop in place if you're long. I would have it below the broken down trend line to give it some room. But so far, so good. And, you know, again, it appears the dollar's put in some kind of bottom here. Now, long term, I don't know what kind of bottom this is. There's one school of thought out there that thinks this is a major bottom. That's the Prechter, Robert Prechter with Elliott Wave International. And there's another school of thought, his name's McHugh, who thinks that the dollar has probably bottomed, but will only have a wave two bounce, some kind of oversold rally, maybe a 38% rally or something, but then will sell off again. You know, there's a currency crisis. So, longer term, it's up in the air what the dollar is going to do. But either way, under both scenarios, the dollar is likely put in some kind of bottom. Chart number four was given to me by my friend Peter Campbell. He's a member of the website, but he also runs a financial blog, financial M3 Financial Sense, blogspot.com. I have the address in there. He mentioned to me over the weekend that the U.S. dollar futures chart, a 135-minute chart, appears to be setting up an inverse head and shoulder pattern. You can see it on this chart. You can see his neckline and his trendline resistance. And he has his target in red up there. So anyway, I took a look myself, and I tend to agree that's a potential pattern. So chart number five is the UUP, which again is the ETF above, but it's a 60-minute chart. It's a pretty interesting chart here. You know, the dollar, you can see, broke this falling wedge, and it rallied strongly last week. It stopped at 22.75, then pulled back and it had a little bounce. To me, it looks like the dollar could have another pullback here. You know, that little pullback was a small A. In Elliott Wave terms, it would be a wave A pullback, and it had a B bounce. Then maybe you get a C pullback. If the C pullback, you know, only pulls back and forms a higher low, then that could be a right shoulder of an inverse head and shoulder. You can see I have them labeled. And if that's the case, and it starts to rally, and UUP took out that, say, 22.75 area, this head and shoulder area pattern could be validated. And it, you know, they would measure up to around that gap area up there, just over around 23.15 or so, which would be a really good move in UUP and the U.S. dollar. And that would really cause some havoc in the market. One thing to note here is that if the U.S. dollar pulls back here in the short term, like on this chart, then that could give room for the general stock market and commodities to put in an oversold bounce early this week, say Monday or Tuesday. Because, again, the markets, you know, sold off hard on, you know, last week, and but they are oversold in the short term, and they could probably use some kind of oversold bounce. And if the dollar does this, this would give it the reason for that to occur. Okay, moving on. Chart, again, so that's the U.S. dollar remains key in this market, whether you're watching the general stock market, the S&P 500 and the Dow, or commodities. Again, you know, the U.S. dollar is key. The market is moving inverse to it. Anyway, chart number six is just the general commodity stock or commodity index. It's an index of about 17 different commodities. And the CRB has moved up, you know, steadily from its March bottom. But as you can see on this pattern, it is not impulsive. Those of you who know something about Elliott Wave count, impulsive moves in markets are five waves, as you can see in the move down last year from the July highs to the March bottom. But the move up in the CRB has not been impulsive. It's been more wave A, B, C pattern. Again, it depends on what the dollar does here in the short term, if the CRB has bottomed or not, or topped or not. It could go up higher, of course. 38% retracement is higher. Again, it depends on what the dollar does here, guys. Chart number seven is the commodities ETF, DBC, and you can basically has the same wave count. DBC broke out of this little triangle pattern, and it's pulled back right to it. So if commodities want to bounce here, this is an area for them to do so, because see our DBC closed right on that trend line of that triangle, which is support. So let's see if that holds or not, and it wants one more move to the upside. Again, depends on the dollar. Chart number eight is the weekly chart of the U.S. dollar. Again, I'm just showing this for perspective, guys. This is not an impulsive move in commodities from the July highs last year. You can see it's, you know, hardly moved at all on this chart. You know, so long term, again, this tells me that commodities need another major pullback. And that tells me that, again, it's just something to think about. Longer-term commodities, yeah, they've rallied, but, you know, when you look at this chart, they haven't rallied that much. Moving on, chart number 9 is a daily chart of the CRX index. CRX is not commodities themselves, but the commodity stocks, the related commodity stocks, steel stocks, oil stocks, copper stocks, etc. The CRX commodity stocks look just like the general stock market. The CRX index had a bearish rising wedge pattern here with negative divergence via the MACD and RSI, and it broke its wedge last week and is pulling back. So commodity stocks in general look weak and look to sell off. You know, maybe a longer-term target over time could at least be the 200-day moving average. It's at least due for some kind of major pullback, but definitely looks like, you know, broken rising wedge. Chart number 10 is the weekly chart of the CRX index. Bearish rising wedge. You can really see it on the weekly here. And chart number 11 is the weekly chart of the XLB. That's the materials ETF. And the same chart, as you can see. Same pattern, bearish rising wedge. And volumes increased on the break of the rising wedge. Here's some other commodities. Copper, chart number 12, is a daily chart of copper. And, you know, copper is one of the commodities, though, that has had a nice move up off of its March, or it's basically its late December lows, unlike the CRB. And you can draw a well-defined uptrend line here on copper, which matches the 65-day moving average. I have an error on this chart. It says support 50-day moving average, an uptrend line. That should be 65-day moving average. So on copper here, I can clearly see negative divergence on the MACD, as you can see, and RSI. So if the copper breaks the 65-day moving average, I think it's going to have a pretty good pullback. So it looks toppy here. Notice how it's struggling around this the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement from the July 2008 highs that's circled on the left. So watch the 65-day moving averages that's breached. I think copper's going to have a really good pullback, really good sell-off. And again, if the dollar rallies and is bottomed, then that'll be the catalyst. Chart number 13 is the weekly chart of copper. Again, the weekly chart really puts it into perspective. Very large V rally off the bottom. You know, when you've looked at enough weekly charts as I have, even if copper doesn't go down back to the lows, it at least needs a rest, guys. It at least needs a pullback to form a higher low or something. It's too V-ish vertical to go make new highs and be sustainable in this type of slope. Okay, so just think of it in that perspective. And we do have a copper short ID on the watch list. That's FCX. So make sure to check the watch list. Moving on, looking at crude oil. Chart number 14 is a daily chart of crude oil. And, you know, it broke out of this, you know, it's been a nice uptrend line from its lows. It broke out of the resistance of over 75 in early October. Moved up to about 82 range. And it's been consolidating ever since. You know, I can't really say anything that bearish about this chart yet. You know, it's still above its 20-day moving average, and it's above its support over 75. So let's watch it this week, see if it can bounce here off the 20-day moving average or off support, and then move higher. This pattern, you know, measured up to, the ascending triangle measured up to a target of $85 and then $90, you know, which was never met. It doesn't have to be met. But if crude oil wanted to rally here, you know, then I wouldn't be too surprised either. Again, if it depends on what the dollar does here. If the dollar has not bottomed and the dollar sells off hard again, then crude oil will likely go and make new highs again. So, you know, that's one thing to watch. So, also watch the ratio at the top, the crude oil S&P ratio. You can see where I have the trend lines drawn. Drawing trend lines and ratios works pretty well. Chart number 15 is a weekly chart of crude oil. Again, just like the copper chart I had above, the weekly chart of crude oil really gives you perspective. You can see the huge sell-off it had from the July 2008 highs and this nice rally it's had. But again, it's too V-ish, guys. And those of you who happen to be bullish on crude oil long-term, you got to think this move is not sustainable, at least in this type of slope. You know, it needs a rest. Major resistance, again, is that broken weekly uptrend line, which goes all the way back to 2001. So that's major resistance if crude oil were to rally higher. Moving on, let's look at oil and energy stocks. Chart number 16 is a daily chart of the bullish percent energy index. That's the BPNER. And this has been a great little indicator for, telling you when to buy oil and energy stocks for swing trades. The best time to buy oil and energy stocks for swing trades is when the BPNER is down in the 20 and 30% tile range. And that was in July and in March, as you can see. When it gets up to this 90, high 90s area, especially when you have negative divergence, it's not time to buy oil and energy stocks for swing trades. In fact, it's time to look to sell them. Last week I warned that this was toppy, look for an exit, and it crossed the BPNER crossed below its 9-day exponential moving average last week for a sell signal. MACD's crossing over. So to me, these stocks, oil and energy stock sector, is pulling back strongly now. So hopefully some of you took heed of that. Chart number 17 is the daily XLE chart with the BPNER plotted at the top for comparison purposes. You can see how the BPNER is breaking down, and it broke the trend line. The XLE, again, that's the energy ETF. It has pulled back nicely from its highs. It does have support here at the uptrend line and the 50-day moving average. So, again, because the market is oversold in the short term, I could see oil and energy stocks putting in a bounce for the short term. So, but again, I think it'll be just a bounce. So I don't think they're going to go and make new highs at this time with the BPNER up at that level. So look for oil and energy stocks to have a bounce here potentially. But again, I think it'll be a bounce to form a lower high. Chart number 18 is the 60-minute chart of XLE. I had this in last week's newsletter or commodity newsletter and during the week. You can see how XLE hit that, back tested that trend line perfectly a week ago. And it's pulled back strongly last week. Now, early last week, I thought that that could have been a wave three high and we'd pull back and make another high. But the pullback here, to me, has been too strong. It's pulled back too much for this to be a wave four pullback. So I think we put in a wave five top up there and a rally up out of this. You can see now you can draw a downtrend channel. If we break out of this channel, I think we'll just form a potentially a lower high because the BPNER still has a lot of ways to work down. Chart number 19 is a daily chart of OIH, that's Oil Services ETF, and has the BPNER on it. Again, the same comments apply on this as does for the XLE above. Now moving on to gold and precious metals. Chart number 20 is a daily chart of gold metal. As you know, gold metal, we had it in this symmetrical triangle pattern, ABCDE, bullish symmetrical triangle pattern. It broke out of this in early September, around 970. Gold then rallied up, took out its March 2008 highs, and it made new highs up around 1065 or so. It's pulled back here, and it found support at the March 2008 highs, as you can see. So, you know, nothing is really... It's interesting what's going to happen here with gold. Gold has support here. And I can't say anything really that negative on the chart. There's really no negative divergence on the regular MACD. There was some on the histogram. Stochastics is oversold, and it did find support where it needs to. If the dollar rallies sufficiently, then that could give, that could potentially cause some weakness in gold and maybe even cause it to break down. But it has to break below these March 2008 lows to really start. You know, it's got to break down before you could say a top is in. Otherwise, the symmetrical triangle pattern price target was never met, which is around 1085 to 1100. Doesn't have to be met, but it wasn't met. And if the market, if the fear comes back into the marketplace enough, then maybe gold will, you know, hold up. Maybe there will be some rotation there. Again, we'll just have to see. We got to keep an eye on gold to see if it bounces off of this area. If you're long gold, I think it's okay. Just have a stop in place maybe below the March 2008 highs, you know, that horizontal line there I have. Chart number 21 is an inverse head and is another chart of gold. I've had gold as a potentially as an inverse head and shoulder pattern. You know, large inverse. This would be the extreme bullish case for gold. It would have gold potentially rallying up to 1300 or 1350. And chart number 22 is the same chart, inverse head and shoulder pattern. And Again, I had this chart drawn back in May 10th of this year, so I had it quite early. Again, I don't know if this pattern is going to play out or not, folks. If the dollar really has a major rally, then it probably won't. But, you know, it's here in case of it and does. But, you know, if you are long gold, don't be long gold blindly. Have a stop in place. Moving on, chart number 23 is a daily chart of silver. Silver topped out last week. You can see it had a little rising wedge pattern with negative divergence in the MACD and RSI. It's pulling back. And silver's a lot weaker than gold, as you can see. It never took out its highs. And it's really acting like a general commodity. Next major support would be the uptrend line. Chart number 24 is the long weekly chart of SLV. That's the silver ETF. You know, the weekly chart here looks like a bearish rising wedge forming for silver. To me, this doesn't look bullish. It would need to break the uptrend line, which now looks like it comes in around the 15s or so. And again, it depends on what the U.S. dollar does. But if the U.S. dollar depends on if the U.S. dollar puts in either a major bottom or just a temporary bottom. But silver, you can see, is definitely much weaker than gold. It never took out its highs. And it looks more like a large oversold, you know, bear rising wedge than gold does. Now, moving on to gold stocks. Chart number 25. As you know, gold stocks have pulled back strongly last week along with the market. So hopefully you guys took my heedens on gold stocks and got out of them and took profits. And even short of them, those of you who are aggressive, because they've really pulled back. BPGDM, Bullish Percent Gold Miners Index, as I mentioned on October 18th, was up at 84%, and that is nosebleed level for this index. That is not the time to buy oil and energy stocks for swing trades. And you can see that gold stocks, that this Bullish Percent Gold Miners Index gave a sell signal when it crossed below the 8-day moving average, and the parabolic SAR, that was a great sell signal, and gold stocks have pulled back strongly. Now, the index has worked its way down quite a bit, so gold stocks are probably due for an oversold bounce here, and I'll discuss that below, but nice sell-off in gold stocks for sure. Chart number 26, the daily chart of GDX, that's the gold stock ETF. You can see that it pulled back strongly. It made a divergent high. Our price target was around close to $50 on this symmetrical triangle pattern, 48 to 50. Our original price target was met. And with the bullish percent gold miners index above, given a sell signal and the negative divergence on the daily gold GDX chart, they have pulled back strongly. And so if you were a gold bug and you didn't sell, you got hurt. And, you know, you're wondering what's going to happen. Well, shorter term, this chart needs a lot of work, or long. But the things I would watch now is the ratio at the top. That's been working pretty well, the GDX-GLD ratio. Draw a downtrend line on that ratio. If it breaks that to the upside, maybe we'll start some kind of bounce. In the very short term, I think gold stocks will probably have an oversold bounce with the market if we get that early this week. Chart number 27 is what I'm watching. It's a 60-minute chart of GDX. You can see how GDX broke down last week. The support level was that horizontal line above where there's a gap just under 46.50. Once we broke that, it was out the door. Gold stocks got hammered. And anyway, in the short term, there's some positive divergence developing here, as you can see on the MACD below. So I'm watching that. But I'm also watching the downtrend line on the GDX-GLD ratio, as you can see at the top. If it breaks, the ratio breaks that trend line, that'll give you a buy signal for gold stocks. Now, again, I don't know how much of a buy signal it's going to be, guys. I'm thinking it's probably just going to be a short-term buy signal, maybe work for a couple days, you know, or something like that. So please take it as something like that. And for simplicity purposes, I'm not going to discuss any individual gold stocks. If you want to play gold stocks for a bounce, use the ratio here and just play GDX for simplicity. I will post it on the blog, the trading community, during the day if it triggers. Okay. Chart number 28 is a longer-term GDX chart. The only reason I'm showing this is because the GDX is right down here on the this long-term downtrend line, so let's see if it can find support there or not. Ultimately, if I think if it broke that next trend line under 40, I think gold stocks are toast. Chart number 29 is the Huey Gold Ratio. It's just a ratio of gold stocks to gold metal. And historically, the best time to own gold stocks is when they're outperforming relative to the metal. And they have been doing so since the October 2008 lows, as you can see, a nice uptrend line there. But the uptrend line was breached last week. And so that's got to make you question the if the longer-term, if the uptrend line, long-term uptrend line on gold stocks are now broken. And then, you know, so rallies will be shorts. One thing to think about, guys, because I followed the ratio for a long time and it works. Lastly, the last chart is the GDX S&P ratio. It's a ratio of the gold to the S&P 500. And kind of an interesting chart I had this last week. The ratio broke to the upside. That means the gold is outperforming relative to the S&P 500. Basically, it means gold is holding up here. You know, they both can fall at the same time, just gold fall less, potentially. We'll have to see how this ratio chart plays out. But, you know, if the market does, you know, have a good sell-off, then maybe gold will hold up. Maybe the money will rotate into there. Something to think about. But, you know, the gold stocks need to start getting better because, in my experience, gold stocks, they tend to lead, and whenever they start to underperform, it's usually not too long before gold metal underperforms. So it's one thing to consider. So again, this week, it's paramount. The dollar, as always, watch that. UUP, that's on our watch list. It's a long-term hold for us. Take a look at gold stocks, GDX. The 60-minute chart, if they want to bounce, use the trend line of the ratio. I will be talking about that on the blog or the trading community this week. And that does it for me. I'm out of here. I have to go out this evening. So have a great evening. Talk to you.